All right, now, some related words. First one is subculture. We already talked a little bit about that. Ethnocentrism. What does that word mean? Okay. What it means is that you can only see things through your own culture's point of view. Now, have you ever been somewhere where you go to another country and they do something that you're just like, why do they do it that way? Or maybe not another country, maybe just another town or another high school. And you're like, they're doing that wrong. That's not the right way to do it. You do it this way. And the inability to see another person's point of view from their culture is called ethnocentrism. Now, for example, women from Haiti, when they give birth, oftentimes want to keep the placenta and then they eat it afterwards. Now, most Americans say, that's pretty disgusting. I don't understand why they would want to do that. Now, but if you say, I just can't understand why they do that, that's wrong, we're not going to accept that, that's just not the way it's done, that would be ethnocentrism. So it's the inability to see things through someone else's point of view from a cultural perspective. Now, prejudice. What is prejudice? Nope. We often think that's what prejudice is. I'm prejudiced because I don't like something. Now, how many of you here listen to music? Okay. How many of you here listen to country music? Okay. Now, who's big in country music right now? Who? Taylor what? Taylor Swift. All right, now, I know for a fact that I will not like his new album. See? I told you. I don't like his or her new album because I've already prejudged it as country and therefore unacceptable to me. So, I am prejudiced against it. At the same time, let's see, it's not bigoted. It's different. Because you can be prejudiced on anything. Now, how many of you go into a restaurant and they give you the dessert menu and you say, there's no chocolate on that, I'm not going to like it as much as this one that has chocolate. You've already prejudged, I like chocolate, so I'm going to like this dessert. Okay. So prejudice has to do with prejudging before you find out. Okay, it doesn't have to do with bigoted, which is where if I actually listen to Taylor Swift and said, you know, this isn't half bad. Well, it's not terrible. I don't vomit. Okay, it's all right. That would not be bigoted. But no, I refuse to use... You could call that bigoted. Now, we use the word bigot to typically mean racial prejudice. But again, prejudice doesn't have to be racial. And that's one of the things that we have to be careful about is that in healthcare, prejudices come in all different kinds of forms. For example, that person's overweight. They must have high blood pressure. And so you're prejudging a person based on their outward appearance when you haven't taken the time to actually do the assessment. Now, when you go into the hospital, sometimes you'll see nurses and doctors will document their assessments before they go into the room. And that's a form of prejudice. And sometimes they don't actually do the assessment at all because they just, well, I know what's going on with that person. Well, you don't know what's going on for sure until you actually do the assessment. So it's very important in health assessment that we, even though we can't help prejudging on certain things, that we take the time to find out for sure. Which brings us to our next point, stereotype. What is a stereotype?
Generalization.
Okay, it's a form of generalization. But the word actually comes from typewriters. Back in the old days when they would have a printing press, and so what they'd do is they'd get a They put little movable text and put them all in order, and then they would press that into wax. And then from the wax, they could make a mold. So that wax was a stereotype because it was the imprint of the other, and you could make perfect copies from it. So the idea there is, if we take certain characteristics, so for instance, in general, black people tend to have more heart disease in the United States than white Americans. That's a generalization. But now, for me to look at a black patient and say, you have heart disease, that would be a stereotype, because I don't know for certain. Now, are stereotypes useful? They can be. Because if I have a black patient, then I need to think, could this be heart disease? Because heart disease can present itself in different ways. If I know that in general, women present with heart attacks more often, their only symptom is shortness of breath. Now, every time a woman comes in with shortness of breath does not mean that she's got a heart attack. But I need to be aware and say, okay, could this be a heart attack? So stereotypes are useful in helping us to look for things, but we always have to make sure that the patient is an individual, and we need to actually do the assessment. We can't just assume a person is fat, they have high blood pressure. A person is fat, they have this. A person is black, well, this drug won't work on them. So we need to make sure that we do the appropriate assessments. Then the last word is discrimination. Now, discrimination is a word that has been horribly, horribly, horribly misused in our country. Say, he's discriminating against me. She's discriminating against... Discrimination simply means to be able to tell the difference. Now, how many of you, if you close your eyes and I gave you a piece of chocolate, and then you close your eyes and I gave you a piece of vanilla, would be able to tell me the difference without looking? You could just tell, that one was vanilla, that one was chocolate. Or, this one was sweet, this one was salty. Can you do that? Then you have the ability to discriminate between tastes. Now, if you have a patient and you look at their blood pressure, can you discriminate whether that's normal or abnormal? Okay. So when we talk about discrimination and health assessment, what we talk about is being able to tell normal from abnormal. So you need to be discriminating. If you can't discriminate a man from a woman, you're going to be in big trouble very early on in the program. Okay, so in racial terms, when we say discriminating, what we're really talking about is a person's inability to discriminate between a stereotype or a prejudice and the actual person. So in terms of health assessment, you must be able to discriminate based on health assessment findings. Any questions? All right, got to tell a story, one of my favorite these things all together. Now, who do you think does more drugs in this country, kids or adults? Kids, that's right. Why do kids love to do drugs? Let me ask you this question for a moment. Let's imagine for a moment that you have no job, you have some kids, you can't buy food because you don't have any money, so you decide that you're going to get high to get away from your problems. Now, you come back down off of your high, are your problems better or worse? Okay, well, Matt, let's say that it takes two or three days. Yeah. So your problems are now worse because you have whatever little money you had left is gone. You want some more drugs, and now you're 3 weeks behind on your rent instead of one. So now imagine for a moment that you're living at home, and your problem is that, you know, mom and dad don't understand, and kids at school don't like me, no one understands me. If you take drugs, do your problems get better or worse? They get better. Because who cares if mom and dad don't like me and don't understand me? And who cares if people don't care, don't understand me? Because, ooh, the colors, or I feel good. So the reason that kids like to do drugs is because their problems are really imaginary. Now, if you have a kid in front of you who's doing drugs, do you assume your problems are imaginary? They're all in your head. You just think your parents don't understand you, and you think that nobody has ever been a kid before. You think that no one's ever broken up before, and you're the first person to discover this heartbreak. Or maybe they really do have real problems. Yeah. So when we talk about prejudice and discrimination and stereotypes, even though a generalization can be true, kids do drugs more often than adults. Maybe. Most kids' problems are in their head. They're just teenage angst. When you have a patient in front of you, doesn't mean any of those generalizations are true about that patient. So that's the idea. We have to make sure we understand what's going on with our patient.